amen, on this beautiful Sunday morning that it is, amen. We're thankful for another week, another opportunity to come and worship God. Come and bless that wonderful name of Jesus tonight and this day as well. Again, we have sprung forward, amen, again for a new season. And come on, let's go. God, amen. We're going to get it. Page 84 on your songbooks. Alas, and did my Savior flee and dip? Oh, would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross, I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Oh, alas, and did my Savior flee, and did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Turn it up. At the cross and over, I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Number two, was it for crying that I had done? He groaned upon the tree. Oh, amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, that cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. A brief and merry pay, the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away, is all that I can do. Come on, get it right. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy. Number three, where might the sun and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty maker cried, oh man, the tree. Come on and sing it this morning. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now, come on and sing it again. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now. Number four, for her drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give myself away, is all that I can do. First saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Go and praise him, church. It was at the cross of Calvary this morning, amen, that we no doubt go before today. Thank God for Jesus today. We focus on him. Glorify him today, church. Magnify him, our God, our King today. Give him praise and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today, God. We bless you, church. Amen, amen, amen. God is a good God, church. Amen. Truly, God.
God is good. Amen. 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 Worship Him, church. Amen. Give Him thanks this morning, this morning, this morning. Page 472 in your songbooks. We're going to get the drummer right here in a minute. 472 in your songbooks. It's called The Old Account Was Settled Long Ago. Amen. The Old Account Was Settled Long Ago. At the top and many things below, I went unto the keeper and settled long ago, long ago, long ago. And yes, the old account was settled long ago, and my record's clear today, for He washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. The old account was large and growing every day, for I was always sinning and never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I came and I was settled, and settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account, yes, the old account was settled long ago. And my record's clear today, for He washed my sins away. And the old account was settled long ago. When in that happy home, my Savior's home above, I'll sing redemption's story and praise Him for His love. I'll not forget their book with pages white as snow, because I came and settled. I settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and my record's clear today, for He washed my sins away. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Number four. Oh, sinner, seek the Lord, repent of all your sin, for thus He hath commanded, if you would enter in, and then if you shall live 100 years below, up there you'll not regret Him. You said a long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and my record's clear today, for He washed my sins away. Yes, the old account was settled. Number two, the old account was large and growing every day, cause I was always sinning and never tried to pay. But when I looked ahead and saw such pain and woe, I went unto the keeper and said, oh, long ago, long ago, long ago. That's the old, yes, the old account was settled long ago, and my record's clear today, for He washed my sins away. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, long ago, long ago. Yes, the old account was settled long ago, and my record's clear today, for He washed my sins away. Yes, the old account was settled long ago. Praise Him, church, this morning. Give God thanks this day. For this is the day that He has made. He tells us to rejoice and be glad in it this morning. We're glad because, again, of the price of the everlasting Lord that He paid for us today. We're thankful, God, for again your protection, your hand of mercy, God, upon us. God, your grace this morning. We give you thanks today. Glory in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, everybody. Amen. The old account was settled many years ago. Amen. Nearly 2,000 years ago. You may be seated here for a moment. We thank God for Jesus. Amen. And all that He is doing. Amen. His mighty, mighty works today. Accounts is being settled. Amen. We pray again. If your account is not settled, settle it with Jesus. Settle it. And say, you know what? I'm going to make things right with God while there's still time. While I still have life. While I still have breath in my body. No doubt. Because again, one day we have to stand before the Lord. Amen. And give an account for our lives this day. We'd like to again welcome each one here to the broadcast. Welcome each one to our service. We're located here at 334 Astral Street. Here in Brooklyn, New York, amen. And we're truly grateful, again, for allowing us to come back to worship Him, amen. To come and seek the face of the Lord and call upon that matchless name of Jesus, amen. That name that's above all names. So we're here at 334 Astor Street between Pickin and Glenmore there in East New York, here in East New York. And we're thankful for a house of worship where we can come. Come be with us, again, for our services that we have here this Sunday morning. We also have a Thursday evenings in person as well. Again, and so put it on your schedule and tune in to our social media and various things to keep track of what's going on.
with our church, we like to invite you to that. You put announcements and various things concerning the schedule, concerning, again, the activities and the events that's going on here at the church, and so, and also scriptures and verses of the day. So we encourage you along the way throughout your week. Again, if you cannot make it here, tune in through our YouTube and our Facebook pages and various platforms as well. And speaking of that, again, an announcement that is coming up, we have our Easter service coming up. Easter service coming up in the first part of April there. We encourage you to come and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, resurrection of our Savior, the day to which the entire history changed, to where history changed for the better, amen, where history changed, where man cannot be saved, where man can be delivered, where man can have a true relationship with our Heavenly Father up above. So we come and celebrate, come and worship, come ready to receive, amen, all that God has for us that's coming up in the next month of April. So be with us. We also have a conference coming up in April as well. And so we encourage you, again, if you get a chance to go to a conference, make plans to go. This year is going to be, this one here is going to be in Missouri, the great state of Missouri. They call it the Show Me State. Show Me State, where you can, again, it's just outside of St. Louis there. It's a campground. We have a national campground. Think about that, a campground where you can go and get away out of the hustle and bustle of New York City. Get out there in the woods and various places and see the cows and the chickens and all that good stuff. And so you go out there and have a good time and get away from everything and just focus in on God, amen. It's a blessed time. Oftentimes we have two services, one in the morning and one in the p.m. as well. And then fellowship and just good food and good fellowship along the way. So make plans. And then I saw an announcement just recently coming up in October as well. October. Perhaps you can the next time you can have it ready for the announcements there. But in October we have another conference. We're going to have it in four different locations this time. It's going to be a rotating conference. One is going to be, it seems like, here in Florida. We're going to have another one in Hawaii. Amen. Hawaii. And then another one in Washington State. Amen. Jasmine kind of smiled about Hawaii, huh? Amen. Hawaii, Washington State, and I believe one of them was what, Tennessee, somewhere down there. So, again, make plans. Each one is a different week. And so we posted it there on Facebook. And perhaps we can have some flyers or something. I'll put up on the screen here for the events. And so if you're able to get away, go on a vacation, amen, and go see a different city, go see a different place. And so we looking forward to what God's going to do in those conferences coming up in October. So that's about 6 months away. You got plenty of time to prepare, actually 7 months away to prepare and get things in order. Get your plane tickets and make plans to go to the conference, all right? Amen. This time she's going to sing us unto the Lord. It's unto the Lord she prepares here. We're thankful again for all that God is doing. Before I forget, Sister Elaine called me this morning. Sister Elaine Joseph, she called and she said, tell the brothers and sisters hello and thank you for their prayers. She made it to Guyana and the funeral went well. And I said, yesterday was her birthday as well. So Sister Elaine, you're watching, happy birthday again to you. And we continue to pray. And more praise reports. Again, I showed you my mother, but she's at the hospital now. And just God continue to move and bless in various things. I'm telling you, the power of prayer works, doesn't it? The power of prayer works. And as you call on him and seek his face, trust in him, believing that God can and he will make a way. Amen. Truly, we serve an awesome God. Amen.
A love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior,
author of salvation, he rose in power.
Amen. We serve a mighty God, amen, that is able to do these great things. Again, and overcoming the grave, overcoming the mountains, overcoming anything in life today. Amen. We got to jump right into it, folks. And so we're not going to underlay. I shared with them earlier about there are various ones that show up at 12 o'clock on a day like today because we've sprung forward. They say, man, the church is leaving. We was heading out the door. Amen. Yeah, church is over. You were an hour late for the service because they didn't know we sprung forward. And so thank God we're going to have more daylight. And we're thankful for more daylight this wonderful time. This is the best time of the year, amen. When more light outside, it gets darker. When it gets darker later, on and on and on. And so we're thankful for, again, this season that we're in. A new season, amen. Truly God is a good God. Amen. I want to come out of the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4 this morning. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27 we'll use as our text. Going to give you a lot, but we're going to use these two as a main text here this morning. The Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let's read it again, 26, 27. He says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, and neither give place. Give place. In other words, make room, right? Don't set up a spot at the table for him. Don't make a spot in the bed for him. Don't put a place for him in the living room, on the couch for him. Neither give place to the devil. And for a little bit today, we want to give it a thought this morning, a title about ending well. Ending well. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness, your mercy. God, allowing us to be back again one more time here in the house of the Lord. God, to come and to worship you. God, to praise you. God, to receive from you this morning. God, we pray, God, for those here. God, we pray to open up every heart, every soul, that we may receive what you have for us. God, give us the words to speak this morning. God, everyone is here, God, to be blessed by your word and draw nearer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Ending well. I heard a statement yesterday, and I was my cousin talking about it, and he was talking about ending well, things to end well. And I said, man, that's a title right there, ending well. And I got two messages from that conversation, actually. But you think about ending well, ending your day well. Ending your day well, we'll start there. Ending your day well. Again, you think about some folks, they have a rough time. They come to work angry. Throughout the day, they're angry. Show up and others are angry. Make others angry because they're angry. How many know what I'm talking about? Again, and so you think about this and grumpy all day. I think about a fella, he walk in the office and have a miserable day is what he oftentimes say. And the man said, misery loves company. I believe it was David said it back to him. He says, misery loves company. Again, this man is very miserable, very miserable. I hope he's watching. Amen. And so you think about it, not happy in his life. And so, again, he will try and do whatever he can. Sometimes he says, jokingly saying it, but he jokingly says, Mike, have a miserable day or have a stressful day. Instead of having a blessed day, he will say the opposite and say, have a miserable day. And so, ending well. And so, naturally, we had a discussion the other day, and he likes to dish it out, so we dished it back a little bit more to him. And as a result, no doubt, we pray that it ended well. Amen. Amen. And so you look at life in general, but think about how you walk away and say, you know what? Again, we want it to end well. End well, relationships and various things to end well. Again, whether it's, again, in your life and in your heart, because people will take things and harbor things for years. They harbor things, again, for days and weeks, and it'll accumulate like a snowball. I mean, I'm talking about as a snowball, and it will build up for years and years at a time, and all of a sudden it becomes an avalanche in a person's life because, again, they refuse to end it well. A lot of time I like to end things right then and there, get it over with. Amen. My wife can tell you, amen, the arguments are real short. Amen. For me, anyway. Well, maybe for her, too. I don't know. I'm going to be in trouble. Thank God. Amen. But anyway, you think about this ending well. You think about it sometimes again. Why? Because it strings it out. It ends it well. Amen. And so the Bible says, this is back to our scripture. Again, let not the sun go down. Back, bring it back up for me. Bring back, not the sun. Don't blame it on me. Blame it on God here. Let not be ye angry and sin not. Really, to be mad and say, you know what? Angry meaning, again, you upset and say, you know, I'm not going to, again, let me stay in this condition. Let's look at it that way. I'm not going to stay in this condition. I'm not going to let my day end this way. I'm not going to let my life end this way. And I'm not going to sin. He says, so I'm not going to let the sun go down upon my wrath. I'm not going to let the sun go down angry. I'm going to pray this thing through. I'm going to ask for forgiveness. I'm going to ask God to watch over me and keep me. And again, here today, I'm not going to let the sun go down upon my life. I'm not going to end the conversation again or my relationship with you this way. And so he says, neither give place to the devil, because the devil will step right in between individuals, in between relationships, in between people, in between marriages, in between friendships, in between co-workers, or whatever case may be, and he will find a place to lodge. He will find a place to lodge, and he will find a place, again, parents against children, children against parents, and the devil will sit there in the house all day, every day, as long as until we kick him out. How many know that? Until we say, devil, I'm not going to give you a place. We're not going to give you a voice. We're not going to give you any room in this place. Amen. And so in your heart and your soul, we have to be like Jesus, to where he did what? He kicked the devil out. Amen. When Jesus was tempted by the enemy, it ended well with Jesus because he kicked him out. He kicked him out of his life. He kicked those thoughts out. He kicked the temptations out. He kicked the things that were, where the enemy would love to dwell in. He said, I'm not going to give place to you. I'm not going to spend my thoughts and my mind only upon you. And so prayer is the key to praying through, seeking the face of God, seeking God's face, calling on God. The Bible says Daniel prayed 3 times a day, in the morning, in the noon, and amen, in the evenings. Why? So his day would end well. He prayed in the morning, again, perhaps because something was transpiring while he was sleeping. The devil's working while you sleep. Did you know that? He will work in the night hours while you preparing for the next day for you. How many know that? Brother, the devil will prepare for you the next day. And so from the morning prayers, from the night prayers to the morning prayers, something happens. And so before your feet hit the ground, before you even say good morning, say a prayer, amen, and say, Lord, amen, I'm looking to you today. Why? Because again in the morning or throughout your day in the car or in the shower, wherever it is, let's take some time out and say, God, order my steps. God, be with me. God, cover me. As I'm driving out the driveway, God, cover my wife, cover my daughters, cover my kids. Amen. Cover the house, cover the name. Whatever the case may be, you begin to pray. Amen. Find some time in the morning. Catch yourself and say, wait a minute. Let me see God's face this morning. Amen. If you start well, we pray that it'll end well. Amen. And so we begin to have this process going. We pray again in the noontime, because from noon, from the morning, by the time you get there and the things begin to transpire, by the time the noontime come around, there's something new. Amen. Perhaps then you say, you know, let me get away and get some daily bread. Amen. Let me get to the Lord, my God, in the noonday, because things that go on. And so from that commute home from the noontime all the way back to the evening time, there's a lot that goes on as well. How many know that? So after lunch break, again, things transpire as well in your life, figuratively speaking. And so in the noon, and Daniel prayed in the evening as well. He had, whether it was the commute or whatever case may goes on in your life, again, you think about it. So at the end of the day, when you get slapped in the face coming home with all of the things or whatever is going on, or whatever case may be, not literally slapped in the face, but you know what I'm saying, the things that go on throughout the night, again today, the kids dumps things on you. This one dumped things on you. This one dumped things on you. The news dumped things on you. And so at the end of the day, what do? We pray. The Bible says he prayed 3 times a day. Listen to what it says in Psalms 113:3. The Bible says, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the name is to be praised. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord should be praised throughout the day, from the sun up to sun down. Church of the day, that's how things end well. That's how things go well, when you keep your heart and your mind stayed upon the Lord this day. And so living life well. Let's go to Philippians 4:6. Living life well. We're talking about ending well, so we got to live our lives well along the way. And so as the Bible says here in verse 4:6, he says, be careful for nothing. for nothing. Amen. What does that mean, be careful for nothing? It means to worry about nothing. How many know that? Be careful for nothing. The sky's falling, let it fall. In other words, you know what? Again, you're not going to worry about it. God's going to take care of it. God made the sky. He's going to take care of this guy. He said, be careful for nothing. In everything, in prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So I'm not going to worry. I'm going to give it to God. I'm going to trust God and believe God and watch God work it out. My daughter, she experienced something the other day, right? I used to pass it on to my wife. Now she passed it on to my daughter. Every time we was wanting to buy something, whatever we needed something, I say, well, let's just wait. Let's just wait. I really didn't feel like spending the money no way, but let's just wait. Maybe there's a better deal out there. And so now just again, she wanting it now. I say, well, let's just wait. We'll see what happens. Lo and behold, we'll get a better deal. Over the time, sometimes free, right? Or deeply discounted. And so you think about this. And so my daughter was the one now squirming, trying to get some stuff for her apartment, and squirming and squirming and squirming. And her mother gave her my advice. She said, just wait. Just wait. You'll see. And Brittany, coming all excited, saying, guess what? I got this much off and this much off. Delivery is now free and all these different things. Why? Because you didn't worry. You didn't fret over it. Amen. But you begin to see, and that's everything in life. You begin to think about life in general. You think about it. Be careful for nothing. Amen. It's putting it in God's hands. Yes, we have to take care of things. Yes, we have to, focus and address certain things. But you know, at the end of the day, God is in control today. And that's how life ends well, when you put it in God's hand. I mean, know that. Your blood pressure is down because it's in God's hand. Your stress level is down because it's in God's hands. Amen. You do things and put it in God's hand and watch God work it all out. He says, make a request known unto God. Let it be known. God, here it is, God. You're mighty. You're strong. I trust in you. Who else can I depend on today? And God will direct you and show you what to do. Amen. He'll give you the strength to endure, to give you the strength to carry on, that it will end well. The Bible says, in the peace of God, verse 7, and the peace of God which passes all understanding. Be at peace with God. And which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Jesus, Christ Jesus. And so the peace of God, again, along the way, trusting in God, going to bed at night saying, all right, God's going to take care of it. We already prayed about it. God, you take care of it. Amen. And let me follow your orders. Let me follow your steps. He says, finally, brother, think on these things. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. How does things end well? You got to do this throughout your day. We're talking about living life well is this point here. And so whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure and things that are lovely. Whatsoever things are of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. To think on these things. And so how do my day end well? You think on the things of God. You think on the things, again, that God, what God can do. And all these characteristics are pointing back to God. He says, and the peace of God will be upon you. Again, the peace of God will rest upon your life today. Amen. And so we're talking about ending well. And so your day, if you start it well and live it well throughout the day, it will end well as well. The Bible says that another one is about a great victory. Ending well with great victory. Great victory. There was a man in 2 Samuel 23. 2 Samuel chapter 23, 9 and 10, again, it's referring to the mighty men of valor, the mighty men of valor, and how that, again, we will go through battles in our lives. We go through challenges in our lives. And the Bible says, and after him was Eleazar. The writer began to break down various ones, warriors, for God. And the Bible says, after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, a Hohite, and one of the three men with David. And they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle. And so the Bible says, and the men of Israel were gone away. And he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary. In other words, he was there fighting. Naturally, when you're fighting, your hand grows weary. No doubt, sometimes perhaps when his hand was growing weary, he wanted to quit. He wanted to give up. He wanted to throw it in and just drop that weapon and say, just let me die. But no doubt he continued to fight, because that's not what God wanted. God wanted it to end well. And the Bible says, so he kept hanging on to the sword. He clave to the sword, and the Lord wrought great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And so in other words, great victory went on because he held on to the sword. He kept fighting, he kept going on, and he saw great victory at the end of the day. And in your life today, hold on to the sword, the word of God. The word of God, which is quick and powerful, the Bible said, sharpening any two-edged sword. You win every day in the word of God. You win by the word of God. Jesus won over the enemy of his soul through the word of God. And church, it was a prime example that your battles will end well with the word of God. Your day will end well with the word of God. And you'll be standing in the winning circle. Why? Because you stood and clave to the sword. The sword and great victory comes our way. In the book of Romans, if we start well, it will end well. This is some things I want to give you. Probably one of my favorite stretches throughout the whole Bible. In Romans 12:9, the Bible says, love without dissimulation. So in other words, don't pick and choose who we will love. Love everybody. Amen. Love the one that despitefully uses you. Love the one that mistreats you. Love the one that hates you. Love the one that likes you. Love the one that's close to you. Love the one that's far away. Without dissimulation, he says, abhor that which is evil. Abhor that which is evil. So again, living well, it will end well. So you keep evil away. You push it away. Don't draw near to it. Stay away from it. I'm talking about ending well today. Again, and so if you get caught up in evil, again, evil begins to beget you as well. Amen. Stay away from it, the Bible says. Depart from it. Don't dwell upon it. The Bible says here, depart from evil. He went on a little further. He says, do good. Cleave to that which is good. Cleave to that which is good. So same way he cleaved to the sword, cleave to that which is good, which is the word. Cleave to the church. Cleave to the believer. Cleave to the relationship with God. Hold on to it. Stay in contact and your relationship good with God. The Bible goes on and says in verse 10, be kindly affectionate one to another. With brotherly love. You start well, you're going to end well. Amen. We're talking about a good ending, or ending well. And so with brotherly love towards one another, loving people. He says, preferring one another, putting others before you as well. Putting others before you as well. He says, not slothful in business. Again, and so we see it ends well. We put effort into the business. We put efforts into things in which we all have to do. It will end well. If we put no effort into it, again, we will not see a good ending. Amen. I mean, know that. We put forth effort. And one is running a business. And that's you can apply this to anything, whether it's schooling, business, church, whatever it may be. If we, are slothful in it, it will not go well. I mean, know that today. Slothful in school. If you're lazy in school, you're not going to get good grades. Right? If you're lazy in your job, you probably won't get promoted. Right? You're probably going to end up being one of the grumpy ones at the job. And say, well, I don't know why they're promoting me. Why ain't I getting promoted? Because you're slothful. When it's time to mop the floor, you over there playing on your phone. Right? Hey, man, out in the back, on smoke break all the time. How many cigarettes you going to smoke? Anyway. Not slothful in business. Amen. Just throwing a couple things out there. He said, rejoicing in hope. Serving the Lord. Fervent in spirit. Excuse me. Fervent in fear. I don't want to pass it up. Verse 11. Fervent in spirit. So church of the day, if we end well, if we get excited about God, it's going to end well. Let's get excited about God. Let's get excited and fervent in our spirit, fervent about the things of God, serving the Lord. Serving the Lord, we serve the Lord, it will end well for you and I. For the sinner today, come and serve Christ. Stop serving the devil. Serve the Lord, it will end well for you. Your life, when it's all said and done, it will end well today. The Bible says in number 12, rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing, learn to rejoice in hope. Learn to rejoice. Exchange the garments of heaviness for the garments of praise today. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. And as you go through it, be patient. Impatience, man, is an absolute a driver of it will drive you into insanity. It will drive you mad. Again, so patience in tribulation. When is God going to show up? When is God going to do this? When is God going to get my breakthrough? He says, be patient. Patient through it all. He tells us to wait on him. Wait on on the Lord, continuing instant in prayer. And so through it all, for your day to end well, that last little pop up, that last little whack-a-mole that pops up at the end of the day, pow, in prayer. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke you now. Stay away. Right? And talking about ending well. And so what did he say? He said again here, a continuing instant in prayer. Instant in prayer. In prayer, no doubt when things pop up, God help me. Help me, Lord. In 13, he says, distributing to the necessity of the saints. Giving to hospitality. Be kind to folks. Bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse none. Amen. Even though people do you wrong, bless them anyway. And don't curse them. Don't curse them. Say they did me wrong, I'll do them wrong back. No, don't do that. The Bible says here, rejoice with them that do rejoice. Weep with them that weep. Again today, a sense of compassion is what he was showing us there. Number 16 says, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Again today, that it ends well when we begin to walk lowly, amen, in humility. It's a verse about humility and lowliness. The Bible says, be of the same mind one to another. Mind not high things. Condescend to men of low estate. When we walk humbly, amen, is a key. Humility is a key, amen. Even when people are wrong, even when things go wrong, even in your marriage sometimes, you got to say, you know what? I'm going to humbly walk away. Amen. I'm going to humbly let this pass. I'm going to humbly let this fade away. When you get pulled over, humbly walk away. Amen. It'll end well. And that's how the conversation came up. That's how it came up. We were talking, and they was praying about the police department and various things. Yeah, we was on a prayer call yesterday. And that was one of the words he said, Lord, we pray that it will end well in every situation. Make that your prayer. Amen. When you out there conducting your business, that it'll end well. God, touch this man, touch this woman, touch this person, that it'll end well. Amen. And so that's what I said, man, that's a powerful title right there about ending well. And so, again, humility, humility. And so if you ever get pulled over, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Say, you know what? How you doing, Mr. Officer? Miss Officer, how can I help you? Amen. Amen. Because, again, it will help you along the way. Amen. Amen. And it probably keep us out of trouble as well. But I'm not wrong. Ain't nothing wrong. I ain't do nothing wrong. Just chill out. Take your ticket. Go about your way. Amen. It would be nice if it was that easy, right? But again, we think about this. He says, condescend to men of low estate. He said, be not wise in thy own conceit. I'm right. I'm right. I'm right. I'm right. Your day will not end well if you're always right. The Bible says a man is right in his own eyes. Your day will not go well if you're always right. Amen. I think you're always right. Everybody's wrong and I'm right. Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide those things which are good in the sight of all men. Those things that are good in the sight of all men. Again today, I endeavor to end things well with all men. I endeavor, no doubt, to love on all men. I endeavor, no doubt, to pray for all men. Let that be our prayer. It's not always easy, the Bible tells us. He said, if it's possible. Why did he say that? Because of the next verse. The next verse, he said it for us. He said, if it's possible. If it's possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. He said, if it's possible. Amen. It's not always possible. It's not always going to be that way. Let me know that. Some people are unreasonable. Amen. And sometimes you have to speak your mind and let people know. Amen. And so he says, but if it's possible, live peaceably with all men. All men. Amen. And then you speak your peace and then move on. That's what we do. Right? Speak your peace. Amen. Say what you got to say. May not like it, or they may not like it, or may like it. Who knows? But you know what? You do endeavor to live peaceably on the way in. And it will end well. It will end well. We see so many people dying unnecessarily. So many people are getting shot and killed unnecessarily. Misunderstandings. You cut me off in the road. You stepped on my toe. You talked about my mama. This, that, and the other. People will get maimed and hurt for things. He said, with all men, live peaceably. It will end well. When we do this, the Bible says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. In other words, don't you take up arms in yourself. He says, but rather give place unto wrath. You know what? Go on about your business, man. Go on about it. Move on. You're going to get caught the next red light anyway. Right? You ever notice that? How you doing, buddy? They pass you up, mad as all get out. I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? He says, do what? Do what? Do what? Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. Give place. I know I ain't got time for that. He says, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. And so this is really referring to everything, all bottled into one. I'm just giving you some examples. But you know what he says to you today? Vengeance is mine. Let God do it. God knows how to end things well. He said, let God do it. I'm going to take matters in my own hands. No, let God sort it all out. Let God do it. He says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. So I ain't supposed to do that. I'm supposed to let him starve. He said, nah, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink. In doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. He said, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. We're talking about overcoming, ending well, overcoming, ending well. How do we end the day? Good. Amen. How do I end that? By praying. How do I end the day well? Amen. By seeking the Lord's face. I'm not going to let the sun go down upon my wrath. We open up with this morning. I'm not going to let the sun go down on my wrath. And so, but some will not always end well. Let's go to Matthew 25 as we wrap this up. Matthew 25. At the end of our lives, at the end of your day, we're talking about the daily activities just now, but at the end of life as well is most important. The ebbs and flows of life, yes, things, hills and valleys of life. Sometimes, again, we let the sun go down on our wrath. But thank God for a new day, new mercies he allows us to see every day. You know, yesterday, God, I wasn't what I should have been. Pray it through and say, God, help me make today a better day. But the Bible says at the end of it all, the end of your life is critical. It's critical. Matthew 25, the Bible says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory. Jesus is coming again. He's coming first in the clouds to take the church home. Then he's coming again to set up his kingdom. The Bible says when the Son of Man will come, it's in other words, Jesus, when he comes in his glory and all of his holy angels with him, and then he shall sit upon the throne of his glory. The Bible says 32, before him shall gather all nations and shall separate one from another. He's going to take everybody and separate them, the Bible says, as he divided, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. Number 33, and he shall set the sheep on the right, on his right hand, and the goats on the left. And it's not talking about animals. He's talking about people. A sheep is one that will follow. A sheep is one that will obey. That's why the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. Is he your shepherd? I shall not want. But a goat is rebellious. Everybody got that? A goat is a rebellious animal. Amen. He's considered rebellious. The Bible says, and then shall I, he say also unto them on the left, in other words, the goats and those that are lost, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Again, think about it. I'm sorry, verse 41. Jump down to verse 41. I want to go in reverse here. Verse 41. He's talking to the ones on the left, the goats. He says, I say unto you, those on the left, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Depart, I prepare for the devil and his angels. You see, hell was never made for us, church. Who was it made for? In verse 41, the devil and his angels. The Bible goes on and says in 42, for I was hungry and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you took me not in, naked and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, you visited me not. And then 44, Then shall they answer him, saying, Lord, when we saw thee hungered and athirst, or a stranger, naked, sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee. He says, and then shall he answer, verily, I say unto you, as much as you did not to one of the least of these, ye did it not unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. He was referring to, he says, when you're doing it to others, you're doing it to him. So we live our lives, realize God is watching. God sees. God knows. You may do it to fellow man, but it's really unto God. He said, because when you don't feed your fellow man, you're really starving me out as well, figuratively speaking. You didn't help your fellow man, so in other words, you didn't help me. You didn't help me. Brothers and sisters, today, and when we hurt one another, we hurt God. When we fight one another, we're fighting against God. We're made in God's image, the Bible says. You know that. We're made in God's image, God's creation, and we're really doing the devil's work when we don't look out for our fellow man and serve our fellow man. But on the flip side of that, let's go back into the verse 34. The flip side of that is about ending well. And so it did not end well for those goats. It did not end well for the sinner. It does not end well, he says, into everlasting fire and punishment. The Bible says they will be. But in 34, God gave us the flip side of that. If we will serve Christ and live for Christ, he says, then the king shall say unto them, on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. He says, those that have lived for me, those that serve me, is what it says in 35. For I was hungry and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger and ye took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me in prison, and you came unto me. And then shall the righteous say, answer, saying unto him, Lord, when do we do this? In other words, jump down to verse 38. He says, when we saw thee a stranger, we took thee in, or naked and clothed thee, or when saw we the sick or in prison and came unto thee. And the king answered and said, verily I say unto you, as much as ye have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Ye have done it unto me. And so he says here today, enter into the joy of the Lord. Enter in. That's some of the greatest words of ending well. Ending well in your day. Ending well in your life. Ending well, come on up. Ending well in your eternally. My friend today, get saved, be saved, stay saved. Walk with Christ every day of your life. Walk with Jesus throughout the days, throughout your ways. Serve Christ, serve Jesus all the days of your life. Keep your mind stayed upon him through the hills and valleys of life. He showed us what to do. He says we must pray. Shake it up. Pray. Go in instant prayer. Don't just wait till it's 12 o'clock now to pray. No. If it happens at 10:59, pray. Instant in prayer. Amen. At 3, Pastor said doing it in the evening. It's 5:30. The evening starts at 6. No, pray at 5:30 if you got to. Something's going on at 4:49. Pray that it'll end well. Throughout your life, pray and seek the Lord's face again today that it will end well. Amen. In all that God has for you today, God wants it to end well throughout your life. As a matter of a scripture I'm bringing up now, you can pull up, get ready for it. Romans 8:28. We'll close with this. A familiar verse of scripture. Familiar verse for some they quoted. And I want to give it to you as we close. The Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Y'all see that? We know. Writer Paul said, I know this. I've experienced it. I've gone through it. That all things, that's not just some things, folks. Y'all see that 8:28. Not just some things, not just part of the things. Jimmy says, what? All things. All things work together for good. Good will overcome evil. To them that do what? It's a key to this. You got to love the Lord. You got to love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. You have to walk in the calling of God, being the will of God. The will of God is for you to be saved and live for him every day. The will of God is for you to represent him and serve him and be a light in your, and wherever you may go, whether it's at school, whether it's on the job, whether it's at home, wherever it may be a light to the world. And doing his will and serving him. Amen. And he, no doubt, will cause things to work out for your good. It'll end well, is what he says. It'll be all good. and Almighty God. And she began to play and began to prepare to sing. But today, you make the choice to pray, say, God, help me live a life to where things end well. End well. And I won't let the sun go down upon my wrath. Ephesians 4:26, back to the text. Be angry and sin not. I didn't like how my day went. Well, pray. I didn't like how it went. Pray it through and sin not. Many times the kids, they used to teach the prayer. They pray at night. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Y'all remember that prayer? That prayer as a kid, and naturally, from that prayer, we say, bless mama, bless daddy, bless granny, bless granddaddy, bless auntie, bless my sisters, bless this one, bless my friend, bless this one, bless that one. That was the prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And it was really, we as a kid, it was just a thought, but it's really, if I die before I wake, some people die in their sleep. You may not wake up to see the next day. My friend, today, make sure it ends well. It ends well. No doubt, when you take your last breath, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Let it not go down upon your wrath. And neither give place, verse 26:7, neither give place to the devil. Devil, you have no place in here. Because me hanging around with you, devil, it's not going to end well. Naturally, today, you tell the devil, devil, it's time for that relationship to end. Now it's time for us to begin to separate from you. Again, Jesus said, get thee hence. It's time to go, devil. Because why? I want to end my life and live my life well in Almighty God. Jesus came and gave his life. As we bow our heads in reverence to Christ, we bow our heads today and seek the Lord's face. Jesus came and gave his life for us on that old rugged cross. That it will end well. That it will end well for every man, woman, boy, or girl. Everyone that walks the face of the earth, he wants us all to spend eternity with him, to spend in heaven with him. And church, today along the way, throughout your life, he'll be with you, he'll go with you. He died on that cross so he could be with us, so he can live in our hearts and live in our souls, to wash away all of our sins, and not only that, but for him to come and abide with us and live with us, and dwell in your hearts, to give you power to resist, to give you power to overcome. So no doubt to live a life for him and our Heavenly Father. Today, my friend, if you've never accepted him, give him your life this morning. Give him your heart and your soul. Say, preacher, I want to be saved. I want to be saved so my day can go well. I want to learn how to pray. I want a relationship with you. God, start reading my Bible, because as you're reading the word, it always ends well with God. I want that relationship with you, that walk with you, to have that power and the ability to resist and overcome every day. I want to be saved today. I give my life over to you. Make that your prayer today. Make that your desire to be a Christian today. To be born again. Ask God to forgive you of all sins today. He's faithful and just to do that today. Make that your prayer. Today I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life, Jesus. This day. And today, whether it's a believer or not, amen, whether you're a believer today or not, God's desire is for it to end well with you. And it's only through his son, Jesus Christ. Let's find a place to pray today. The altar prayer is open today. Let's seek his face. Seek the Lord, our God. Whatever you're going through, Jesus is able to make it end well. Battles in your life ends well. Great victories come with God. Sickness today can end well with Jesus. Whether it's healing or whether it's through him taking you home. Amen. It will end well with Christ. Through, again, the struggles of life, it can end well with God. Circumstances, it can end well with God. All things work together for the good. All things, everything. Put it in the hands of Jesus right now. Your future, put it in the hands of God. Your next moves, put it in the hands of God. Your kids, your families, your loved ones, your marriage, put it in the hands of God. It'll end well, my friend. put it in the hands of Almighty God. Let's find a place to pray. Come on and sing it unto the Lord.
You taught me the number of
will praise him and bless him. Let that be your prayer throughout your day. Remember, morning, noon, and day. And everything that happens, praise him. Praise him without ceasing. Seek him. Pray to him without ceasing. Remember God as you go throughout your life. And it'll end well. Every circumstance. Amen. Give it over to God. And he will do the rest. Amen, amen, amen. Truly we are thankful today for his goodness. This time we're going to receive an offering unto the Lord today. Amen. Your tithe and offering belongs to him. Let's give a good tithe and offering today. Tithing, that means 10% unto the Lord. 10% unto God. Then the tithe offering is different from tithing. When you get paid, set aside 10%, say, God, here it is. You've been good to me. And I want to give it back to you. We have envelopes and various things for the tithing. For those watching online as well, you can check it out here on the screen. It probably says text to give. And the number you can text it is 347-229-9933. And we also have, through our church website, at ntcc.org, Brooklyn, New York, /Brooklyn, New York. And we have Zelle at ntccbrooklynny@gmail.com is the contact you would use, the church email. The church email is there to be the contact. Don't use my phone number, but use the church email if you're going through Zelle. It's been working out pretty well. Many have given, through that ways. The old-fashioned way here as well, through the offering basket. We thank you for your giving. Amen. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this offering. We thank God for each one that's given unto you, Lord. And we pray, God, that you can bless them. Bless them, Lord. Bless them as they support the work of the Lord here. God, we pray, God, that you go with each of us, God, as we depart from this place. Lord, be with us. Go with us. Every challenge that we face, God, we pray, help use us. And remember, to where we seek your face, to where it will end well. It ends well with you. And let us be a blessing to others. Let us be a blessing even to those that despise and use us. Let them see the glory of the Lord. Let them see God in your life, in their lives, in our lives. Every step of the way. And God, we're going to give you praise and glory and honor for all that you have in store. Bring each one back at the next appointed time. Cover them. Keep them, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. We'll see you soon. All right, Shondelli. Yes, come on.